With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that a last-minute dispute with Hamas was holding up Israeli approval of a long-awaited ceasefire that would pause the fighting in the Gaza Strip and release dozens of hostages. Gil Dickman, whose cousin Carmel Gott was killed in captivity in Gaza, says there's still a lot of concern about how any agreement will play out.
I was just in a meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu 2 days ago, and he said that there is no guarantee that we'll continue from phase one to phase two. And that means maybe we're going to stop after 33 hostages and then go back to fight the war in Gaza while there are still 65 hostages who were left behind.
Rising tensions both in negotiations and in Netanyahu's government coalition raise concerns about the implementation of the deal just a day after President Biden and key mediator Qatar announced it was complete. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has selected the state's Attorney General Ashley Moody to replace Senator Marco Rubio as he leaves that role to serve as Secretary of State. Bob Agnew reports.
The announcement by DeSantis ends months of speculation about who would get the nod to replace Rubio after President-elect Trump chose him to serve as the country's top diplomat. DeSantis says Moody has served the people of his state faithfully and is the right choice to help President-elect Trump fulfill a mandate for change from the American voters. DeSantis says, quote, "This is a time for action and a time for Washington, D.C. to deliver results for the American people." Bob Agnew reporting.
Democratic North Carolina Governor Josh Stein announced measures to protect abortion providers and patients via a new executive order. The move joins other Democratic governors in providing abortion access before President-elect Trump returns to office. SRN News. A warning about Syria.
Jeff King is president of International Christian Concern, and he does not trust the Muslim rebels who deposed strongman Bashar Assad in December. He tells the Christian Post that the rebels, quote, have absolutely mercilessly targeted Syria's Christians in the past. This is radical Islam. We know who these guys are. Since taking control of the country, the rebels have promised religious tolerance for all, but those promises have been very vague. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican Governor Patrick Morrisey issued a slew of executive orders on his first full day as West Virginia's chief executive, including one enabling families to receive religious exemptions from school vaccinations. Another order terminates all diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives from state-run institutions, something Morrisey vowed to do during his campaign. Efforts to end DEI are expected to expand in Republican-led states. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks fell following a mixed set of earnings reports from Morgan Stanley, United Health Group, and other big companies. The S&P 500 slipped 0.2%, even though more stocks rose than fell within the index. The Dow fell 0.2%, and the NASDAQ Composite fell 0.9%. Stocks had a shot higher the day before on hopes that an encouraging report on inflation may convince the Federal Reserve to deliver even more cuts to interest rates. Treasury yields eased in the bond market following some mixed reports on the U.S. economy. The Dow was down 68 points today to close at 43,153. The NASDAQ lost 173 points to 19,338. The S&P 500 dropped a dozen points to 5937. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.